Good morning. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday so far. And this is the Social Media Daily News Roundup with your host, Jade Housted. And here today is trending social media headlines. A new tool provides email alerts whenever your competition launches a Facebook ad campaign. CNN is premiering a new Facebook-funded news show on Facebook Watch. Online shopping is killing physical stores, but can a digital platform come to the rescue? And the Fortnite World Cup, a 15-year-old Brit Jaden Ashman is a gaming millionaire, and a 6-year-old YouTube star buys a £6.5 million property. New tool provides email alerts whenever your competitors launch a Facebook ad campaign. Social Media Today. The rise of social media and digital marketing platforms have given marketers more options than ever to not only reach their own audience, but to track what their competitors are doing and the processes and methods they're employing to maximise their reach. This is a key benefit of digital marketing. If you're not only monitoring what your competitors are doing, you're missing out on a major opportunity. And this new tool from the team at PixelMe could be particularly helpful in this respect. CNN is premiering a new Facebook-funded news show on Facebook Watch, DigiDay. CNN is premiering a new Facebook-funded news show on Facebook Watch on July the 29th, just a week after it aired the final episode of its last Watch show, Anderson Cooper Full Circle. The new show, Go There, will air episodes weeknights Monday through Friday on Facebook. It's a departure from the Anderson Cooper show. Aside from being formatted vertically for mobile viewing, Anderson Cooper Full Circle was a relatively traditional news programme hosted in a studio with segments recapping the daily news. Go There will not be that. Instead, CNN is using Facebook's money to see a different style of news programming, one that will more closely resemble a YouTube video or an Instagram story than a TV news show. Online shopping is killing physical stores, but can a digital platform come to the rescue? Forbes. From the smallest villages to major urban centres and big out-of-town shopping malls, the story is pretty much the same. Beset by a perfect storm of high rents, rising local business tax and online competition, retailers are cutting their losses and pulling down their shutters for the final time. Over the last couple of years, we've seen major chains either go to the wall or cut costs by paring their operations. As a result, many of Britain's shopping streets are beginning to look decidedly threadbare. There is no single reason, but the rise and rise of online shopping is thought to be a major factor in the decline of the high street. But if e-commerce is putting pressure on retailers, perhaps another strand of digital technology can come to their rescue. Fortnite World Cup, 15-year-old Brit Jaden Ashman is a gaming millionaire, BBC. 15-year-old Jaden has won half of $2.25 million after coming second with his teammate in the Fortnite World Cup finals. He started playing the game on the day it came out and spent as many as 8 hours daily practicing in his room. 40 million players attempted to qualify over the 10 weeks of online competition. And your final news story, 6-year-old YouTube star buys a £6.5 million property. Boram is South Korea's most popular and highest earning YouTuber, with each toy review collecting hundreds of millions of views. A 6-year-old South Korean YouTube star and her parents have purchased the multi-million pound property, according to reports. Boram is the country's most popular YouTuber, and her two channels, a video blog and a series of toy reviews, have more than 30 million subscribers. The property was bought by the Boram Company, which was set up by the girl's parents for 9.5 billion won. It may sound like a lot of money, but maybe not for the youngster who earns an estimated monthly income of £2.4 million. Links to the full stories can be found at socialday.live. Thank you for listening to today's Social Media Daily News Roundup with your host, Jade Housted. I hope you have a wonderful week.